service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Up first from the News and Observer, what does North Carolina's new alcohol curfew mean? Answers to some of the most common questions. This was published July 28th and written by Drew Jackson. In a new executive order, Governor Roy Cooper announced the alcohol curfew Tuesday, following a similar measure in other states and some North Carolina cities, including Raleigh and Charlotte. Public health officials continue to point to bars as potential hotspots for coronavirus outbreaks, particularly as 58% of the state's cases are among people 18 to 49, according to data from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. "We're preventing restaurants from turning into bars at night," Cooper said. "We know the bar scene has been a place where we've seen increased transmission. There are reports of restaurants that essentially turn into bars late at night." Here's what you need to know about the new alcohol curfew. When does the curfew go into effect? This Thursday, July 31st, restaurants will stop serving alcohol between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. North Carolina will have an early last call at least through August 31st, when Executive Order 153, which establishes this curfew, is set to expire. How are grocery stores and retail shops affected? The new curfew only applies to the serving of alcoholic drinks, so restaurants, brewery tap rooms, wineries, distilleries, and country clubs are prevented from selling drinks after 11 p.m. Retail sales, such as grocery stores, are not affected by the curfew. However, Raleigh's alcohol ordinance includes grocery stores. In that case, residents are expected to follow the more strict of the requirements. Does this mean bars are reopening? No, bars will remain closed, Cooper said, and they don't look to reopen anytime soon. Bars haven't been able to reopen under Phase 2 of North Carolina's reopening plan, which is in effect at least through August 7th. The new executive order makes a couple of mentions of bars remaining closed, so it could be a while before the state's cocktail bars welcome back guests. What if a city already has an alcohol curfew? Raleigh, Charlotte, and Orange County have already passed alcohol curfews, with Raleigh and Charlotte cutting off sales at 11 p.m. and Orange County making last call 10 p.m. On Tuesday, Cooper said that the stricter order would apply if a city or county has its own curfew, so Chapel Hill restaurants can still only serve until 10 p.m., while those in Cary can serve until 11 p.m. Why are bars and restaurants singled out? Public health officials, including the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, have pointed to bars and as worrisome spots for a potential spread of COVID-19. Congregation at a bar inside is bad news, Fauci told a Senate panel last month. We really have to stop that. When North Carolina reopened its restaurants at half capacity in May, it kept bars closed, which some bars challenged unsuccessfully in court. On Tuesday, Cooper mentioned recent spikes in Texas and said outbreaks in other states reinforce his decision to keep bars closed. The new curfew seems to not only keep bars closed, but cuts down on bar-like behavior as restaurants serve more drinks than food late in the evenings. Public health experts and examples from other states show that bars and other places where people gather closely together are a high transmission setting for this virus, Cooper said Tuesday. They also tend to attract young people who will be returning to college campuses in the coming weeks from across the country, Cooper said. We have seen case numbers increase among younger people, and prevention is critical to slowing the spread of this virus, Cooper said. Why 11 p.m.? Most restaurants continue serving food until 9:30 or 10 p.m., if not later. Cooper said the state picked 11 p.m. as the curfew to keep food service normal but cut out late-night drinking. We wanted to make sure the restaurant part of the evening would be over and discourage the bar scene after 11 o'clock, Cooper said. What are other states doing? North Carolina's alcohol curfew follows several other states. So far, according to local reporting, Alabama, Colorado, South Carolina, and Washington are among the states cutting off sales at either 10 or 11 p.m. In Virginia, only the Hampton Roads region is restricted, according to reporting in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, with restaurants stopping alcohol service at 10 p.m. What's the difference between a bar and a restaurant? The simple answer is food. Restaurants serve food, but bars do not. But North Carolina's alcohol laws are no simple matter. Last month, North Carolina's Alcohol Law Enforcement Agency shut down several Raleigh bars after opening for service one Friday night. Representatives from those bars said they believed they had served enough food in the past to qualify for reopening, but letters from ALE said the businesses could jeopardize their liquor licenses if they stayed open. What happens if a restaurant continues serving drinks after 11 p.m.? On Tuesday, Cooper said ALE agents and the ABC Commission would enforce the new curfew. Like other executive orders, violating this one is a Class 2 misdemeanor. And continuing with another article from the News and Observer, Istanbul's menu of kebabs serves up the char-grilled flavors of summertime. This was published on August 1st and written by Greg Cox. Istanbul's is located at 914 Kildare Farm Road in Kerry, and their phone number is 919-651-9608. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I've been taking that advice literally for several days now, ever since the heat index climbed into triple digits and decided to stay there. When it's this hot, stay out the kitchen also applies to my usual summertime sanctuary from the heat of cooking indoors, my backyard grill. I break out in a sweat at the very thought of cooking over flames in this sweltering heat. But that hasn't stopped me from craving the char-grilled flavors of summertime. If only there was a way, I wondered, to enjoy those flavors without having to produce them myself. Then the answer came to me, wafting up from my subconscious like fragrant smoke and hardwood coals. Kebabs. To put it in less metaphysical terms, I remembered the excellent kebabs I'd had at Istanbul, a Turkish restaurant I'd reviewed a few years ago. I'd sampled several different kebabs over the course of three meals, from beef to chicken to the house specialty doner kebab that was only available on Saturdays. I called the restaurant, crossing my fingers in hopes that Istanbul was still open and offering curbside takeout. Turns out they are, and they do. Better still, Istanbul offers delivery via three services, including my favorite, locally owned Takeout Central, which isn't yet listed on the website. I wouldn't even have to brave the surface of the sun, aka the interior of my car, to enjoy my makeshift cookout. And enjoy it I did, from the punctual delivery, alerted as I'd requested by a text message, to the mixed grill I'd ordered. Actually, I'd ordered the super mixed grill, which raises the ante on the standard mixed grill by including your choice of beef or lamb shish kebab instead of kofta kebab. Note, the super mixed grill is listed only on the Takeout Central site. I opted for the lamb kebabs, which arrived hot, thanks largely to the fact that they were wrapped in foil and were juicy and grill smoky as I recalled. Same goes for the chicken kebabs and for Adana kebabs, made with a blend of lamb and beef seasoned with herbs and red pepper. Served with rice, a Turkish bulgur wheat pilaf is also available. The mixed grill was just what the doctor ordered. Keeping with the simpler theme, a mixed cold appetizer platter primed our palates with hummus, spicy pepper spread, haidari, a garlicky yogurt dip, bulgur pilaf, and stuffed grape leaves served with a thick, sesame-spangled Turkish flatbread. A dessert sampler, baklava, Trileçe Turkey's answer to Mexican tres leches cake, and a caramelized milk pudding punctuated with the piney notes of mastic brought the meal to a sweetly satisfying conclusion. It's safe to say this is the first time I've ever thought of a meal as a culinary cheat code. But it won't be the last. You can bet I'll use it again next time I want to level up to a swelter-free summer cookout. Istanbul's is located at 914 Kildare Farm Road in Kerry, and their phone number is 919-651-9608. Next, from the NC Triangle Dining blog, Hawker's Asian Street Fair in Chapel Hill for a mind-bending taste of Asia. This was published July 21st and written by Ron Nguyen. Hawker's Asian Street Fair is located at 201 South Estes Drive, Suite 400A in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-415-1799. As we continue to work through the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, many restaurants are struggling to survive. And for those that opened up right before the North Carolina shutdown, it's even harder. New restaurants that haven't had a chance to establish a customer base, Hawker's Asian Street Food in Chapel Hill is a perfect example of that difficult scenario. But if you're a fan of Southeast Asian street cuisine, you'll really enjoy this new restaurant at University Place. Start off a smallish restaurant chain that has a location in Charlotte and in the Southeast. Hawker's Asian Street Food is dishing out some wonderful eats cooked with deft culinary talent. Located next to the huge Silver Spot Cinema, Hawker's presents a simple modern face with side patio. But inside, you'll find a bright, colorful, and kitschy interior, replete with a showcase bar in the center, booths to the right, and tables in back with the open kitchen. Glowing, neon, colorful posters and prints and bright metal chairs ring the dining space along with some cool architectural elements in the eclectic space. It's a panoply of Asian-inspired nostalgia, decor, and cool. Hawker's food menu is focused on bites and small plates ranging from $5 to $12, along with noodles, rice, and more. True to their name, Hawker's has food options and flavors across the Asian continent, from Singapore to China, Japan, Malaysia, and more. A good selection for beers, wines, sake, and island-type cocktails give you some tasty adult beverages to pair with your smaller plates. Instinctively, I think beer or sake would be a great match for this type of flavorful cuisine. After two visits, I can say that Hawker's food menu is excellent overall, but the Roti Canai is a must try. This savory and layered fried pancake is served up with a powerful curry sauce that will blow away your taste buds. Somehow they managed to make their Roti Canai both flaky and non-greasy, which is a rare combination. Tear off a piece of the pancake, dip it into the curry, and bam, a taste sensation hits your tongue. The salt and pepper ribs are a twist on my usual favorite, salt and pepper pork chops, but this dish holds its own. Three meaty ribs, dry fried and covered with grilled onion bits, garlic, and sliced jalapenos, offer some savory meatiness with a hint of heat. Yum. And don't miss the chili crab, a fried soft-shell crab covered in an umami-laden brown sauce. Served up with some wok-fried tomatoes to cut away the richness and a fried bao for dipping in that delicious thick sauce. Chili crab is a Singaporean favorite, and the first time I've tried it, super tasty. For a main dish, the yaki udon is super satisfying. While I typically eat udon noodles in a broth or soup, these thick noodles are stir-fried with sliced chicken, egg, scallions, and sprouts for a satisfying and toothsome bite. The portion size is on the smaller size, since it's only $10, but this dish is wonderful and filling. Hawker's also offers up a smattering of sweets and desserts, but I'd rather focus on the savory instead. Service at Hawker's has been excellent during my two visits, and during this current pandemic, you can call in and order for pickup, do a delivery app, or dine in socially distanced. They are spreading patrons about their large open dining room, and there are plexiglass dividers between some tables. Overall, they are holding up well under tough conditions, and I do feel that street food like this deserves to be eaten straight out of that kitchen once it hits your table. While Hawker's Asian street food had the unfortunate luck to open right before the pandemic closures, I'm relatively certain that they are here for the long run. Delicious pan-Asian fare in a raucous environment, the food is supercharged with flavor that all of us can appreciate. Toss in the great prices and you've got a deal for a family or date night. Even with the 30-minute drive for me from Raleigh, I'm already looking forward to visit number 3 and exploring more off their menu. So hey, don't forget this new hidden gem at University Place. Their menu is the real Asian deal, and cooked with some talent, you don't want to miss it even while you're sheltered in place. Bon appetit. Hawker's is located at 201 South Estes Drive, Suite 400A in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-415-1799. And heading back to the News and Observer for another article, Element's Contemporary Asian Menu Raises the Bar with Seasonally Evolving Dishes. This was published in July 26th, written by Greg Cox. Element's is located at 2110 Environ Way, Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-537-8780. I make a point every year to revisit a few restaurants I've reviewed in the past, with the aim of writing an updated review if it's warranted. Element's, which I'd reviewed in 2012, a few months after it opened, was on my short list of candidates for a re-review in 2020. Then coronavirus hit, shredding everybody's 2020 calendars, including mine, into virtual confetti. For obvious reasons, I'm not able to write a full starred review for Element's, or any other restaurant for that matter. But I can tell you about the recent contact-free takeout experience that, if anything, left me more impressed than ever with the contemporary Asian restaurant that Michael Chong opened 8 years ago. Not that the food wasn't already top-notch back then, but packaging food for takeout, especially food that was designed to be presented in a fine dining restaurant like Element's, raises the degree of difficulty. Chong and his team rack up the points big time, with dishes arranged so carefully, in environmentally friendly containers no less, that it's a cinch to preserve the artful presentations when you transfer them onto your own plates. The food is as good as it looks, too. The crab cakes I'd ordered were a small miracle. They're still crisp panko crusts packed with more crab meat than you get in mini crab cakes twice their size. And a roasted beet salad topped with orange sections, radishes, and a loose skein of carrot threads fully delivered on its jewel-tone promise. A togarashi-spiked romesco sauce dolloped onto a sweet, moist fillet of pan-roasted Alaskan halibut was proof that Chong hasn't lost his instinct for fusing the flavors of other cultures into his mostly Asian repertoire. And how the chef managed to fry a sunny-side-up egg so the yolk would survive the half-hour drive from Chapel Hill to my home is beyond me. He did, though, and it was the crowning touch on lemongrass double pork chop that had been grilled to a succulent, rosy-centered turn. Now that I've got your mouth watering, I'm afraid to tell you that none of the dishes I had that night are still on Element's seasonally evolving menu. Even the exquisite classic coconut cake that we had for dessert gets a different presentation on the current menu. But I'll wager the presentation with caramel mascarpone and espresso sauce won't let you down, nor will anything else that strikes your fancy based on Chung's track record. For me, that track record goes back to 2006 when Chung earned a loyal fan base in Cary at the excellent and sadly now shuttered On. Those fans will be happy to know that Chung recently opened a second restaurant called MC in the historic Jones House in downtown Cary. The seasonal menu is similar to the one at Element's, including sushi, which I have not yet tried, though the chef says the traditional space at MC is more intimate. I'm looking forward to when I can see it for myself. In the meantime, you can bet an MC takeout order is on my calendar. Element's is located at 2110 Environ Way, Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-537-8780. And from the News and Observer, we have Takeout Tales. These are short, user-submitted reviews of restaurants that get tagged on to the end of articles published in the News and Observer, and these have been collected over the month of July. Hawthorne and Wood, located at 3140 Environ Way in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-240-4337. Winston L. offers all-around praise for Hawthorne and Wood, which, as it happens, is just a few doors down from Element's in the East 54 complex in Chapel Hill. I'd like to give a shout-out to Hawthorne and Wood in Chapel Hill, not just because it's a wonderful place for a great meal and evening, but for their support of the community in these challenging times. Chef Brandon Sharp and his staff have dedicated their efforts since the beginning of the pandemic to keeping its customers well-fed with unique carry-out menus. The three-course dinners for two are sufficient for a second meal for two. When the restaurant opened for dining on the patio several weeks ago, CDC guidelines, including masks, were followed, and tables were socially distanced by 20 feet. They also go the extra mile to accommodate diners for special occasions, which we experienced for our 45th anniversary. Hawthorne and Wood is located at 3140 Environ Way, Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-240-4337. Firebird's Wood Fired Grill. They're located at 8030 Renaissance Parkway in Durham. Their phone number is 919-544-6332. Nancy W. discovers curbside takeout at a mall of all places. Note, Firebird also has locations in Raleigh and Morrisville. My husband and I have ordered takeout twice from Firebird's Wood-Fired Grill at the South Point of South Point in Durham, and it's been outstanding. We ordered the family meal deal, which serves four, and get the baby back ribs for $49.95. We actually get six servings from all the food. You get three whole slabs of delicious ribs with sauce on the side, lots of seasoned French fries, a BLT salad with dressing, four servings, bread and dessert, three cheesecakes, and three brownies. The staff is wonderful, and they wear masks and gloves. You can either walk in to pick up your order or use curbside service. We like to stroll the outside mall a couple of times for exercise, then pick up our food and head home, 22 miles. The food is still hot when we get home, and it reheats beautifully. P.S. Thai Spoon in Durham is also great, and no matter where we order from, we always tip the staff. Firebird's is located at 8030 Renaissance Parkway in Durham, and their phone number is 919-544-6332. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. You have been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.